I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Another extension is out of the question.
Where will I live?
I'm really sorry.
Never have I begged for anything, but now I humble myself
Mrs.
before
Dennis,
you.
Please.
I beg you.
Please let go.
Please let go.
Security!
You shame. Soon it will be you who comes begging to me.
What's up, guys? It's Katie Hedenbach, and this is Katie Afraidy, a horror movie review podcast. We chat with comedians, actors, filmmakers about what scary movies. Obviously, it's a silly, haha, goofy time. We spoil, we get off topic, but either way, shit's about to get spooky.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fuck off. I didn't know that was going to happen. You know, for the, you know how like the algorithm, you're not supposed to curse within the first whatever, you're,
you just, like,
I just did, but that's because that was good. I don't know if I was scared. I was surprised.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm very surprised.
Yeah. That's amazing. Well, guys, you're probably like, who's this guy? Who's this guy? Well, if you're a fan of the pod, which you should be if you're watching, he's been on every iteration, every room setup that I've ever had.
Mm.
He's a hilarious human being. He's also a very talented drummer in a band called Mad Peaceful. He has, and also in a podcast called
No More Podcast.
No, it's done.
No,
officially done. Wow,
that's a whole thing.
It's all good.
Yeah, everybody's cool.
Everybody's cool.
Well, I just need less things to do.
Yeah. Well, he had a podcast and it was awesome.
Yeah.
And I helped with it, but when it started.
Yeah, you did. You were an OG.
Yeah, OG.
Wow, I forgot about that.
Well, it's still Jimenez.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Hi. Hi. We're here to talk about Drag Me to Hell. Did I bury the lead?
You did. You crushed it.
Fuck.
Shit. Bitch.
Here on Katie Afraidy, we're burying the lead is just a spooky sentence we use.
It's just a casual thing. It's just a casual thing. So I know, you know, they probably know, but let's say it again. Are you a horror fan?
Am I? Absolutely.
As you're wearing the Dead Alive shirt.
Yeah, Dead Alive, also known as Brain Dead. It was one of Peter Jackson's first movies. Mm-hmm. Really wonderful movie. You know, it's really silly and splat sticky, but every time I watch it, the editing, all the stuff, I go, yeah, I trust this guy with Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, it's great. We covered it like 10 episodes ago.
I'm jealous. It was one of my all-time favorites.
It was crazy. I like did not know what to expect, and I walked in and I was like, what?
First time watching it?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I have a bit of a, with my like favorites, there is a bit of a through line.
Yeah.
You know, Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Brain Dead.
Dead. Yes.
Someone's got to be dead. Do I have granola in my teeth?
Everywhere.
Fuck.
Now you're fine. Do you need a pick?
Nah.
We're going to, fuck it, we do it live.
Yeah.
Just swish. Let's do a little. You're good.
It's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay. You're fine. You're fine. And I'm keeping all this in.
Back to you.
What was the first horror movie or non-horror movie to scare you?
Probably The Wizard of Oz.
Okay.
I had a recurring nightmare about the Wicked Witch from the West for like, I want to say like 10 years.
Yeah.
My aunt used to have these big palm trees in her yard. Mm-hmm. And the dream was that the witch was on the other side of the palm tree. And every time I would turn, she would like turn. So we were like going around the palm tree. And so I would have these nightmares for like a really long time. It's a scary movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen Return to Oz? That's also scary.
No.
It's not technically a sequel, but good one. You should watch that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, very cool.
Spooky.
I believe Fairuza Balk. Is that her right there? Is that Fairuza Balk?
Fairuza Balk.
She was in The Craft.
Yeah.
Was she in The Craft?
Oh, yeah.
She plays Dorothy. She's like a child actress in it. Yeah.
But
it's like really spooky and pretty cool.
Okay.
Is that her name? Never mind. We're not going to go into it.
We don't need to. It's fine.
Don't fact check me. That's the world we live in now.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. And that's in here at Katie Afraidy.
Yeah.
We don't. The comments do that for me.
Yeah.
I have one specific commenter who was like,
of course.
It was actually this. And I was like,
shut up, nerd.
Thanks
for supporting.
Thank you for commenting and correcting us.
Mm-hmm.
I do research, but also I got a life.
Yeah.
I got a lot of shit going on.
Yeah.
But I gave you a list and was like, hey, pick some things. And you're like, oh, should you drag me to hell? I'm like, let's fucking do it.
Yeah.
So
it's a great list, by the way.
Thank you. It's hard to.
But I like a couple things just really stood out to me. And I've loved Drag Me to Hell. I saw it in the theaters.
Yeah.
Love Sam Raimi. I've been on here to do Evil Dead things before.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, great.
Yeah.
I also, can I just say, for my research to do this podcast, I listened to a couple other podcasts that did Drag Me to Hell.
Mm-hmm.
Took them 20 minutes to get into it.
That's usually how this podcast goes, but it's fine.
I realize we're doing that I'm also, saying.
Yeah. Well, wait, we're not. We're actually 10 minutes in.
Okay,
so it's
great.
Even better.
Perfect.
It's even better.
We're in it.
So if you would explain Drag Me to Hell to somebody who had never seen it before,
sure.
How would you describe it?
I would say this woman denies an old lady for a loan. The woman feels... the woman begs her. The lady who denies her for the loan makes her feel shamed. And so through her shame, this woman curses the woman that works at the bank. And now she is cursed and being followed by an evil entity and trying to figure out how to get rid of that.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the podcasts said this, but really it... It delivers on the title.
Yeah, it's
it opens with delivery and it closes with delivery.
Like,
spoiler alert.
Drag Me to Hell. I mean, but it's Drag Me to Hell. It's not, drag me to a nice place. It's like,
sure.
you're going to hell.
Yeah.
Was there any, do you remember when you first saw this? Did you think at all that she was going to survive at the end?
I feel like I probably did.
Yeah.
Maybe.
There was like some hope for like, oh, she's gonna.
Yeah, because Ash kind of like survives everything. He kind of, which by the way, I heard recently, I heard back when that movie came out that they, maybe a few years after, that they wanted to do a sequel where Ash went to hell to rescue her.
Interesting.
Yeah. And apparently there are talks of a sequel happening where Justin Long goes to hell to rescue her.
Why not? You
Very Sam Raimi.
Fuck yeah. Let's do it. I'm in.
Did you know who was slated to direct this for a while? I got to Edgar Wright.
I could see that.
Yeah.
I could see him. That would be interesting to see. It's all timed to
to music.
Music just perfectly.
Yeah, yeah. Sure. I love that.
That
great
editing. I don't know how that would work, but it would be great. It would be a different. Now I want him to make it. And I wish. we could have them side by side and be like, this is how they did it differently. Mm. That's, I think that would be a fun.
Drag me to hell, innit?
Oi, you going? That's what they do. In,
yeah.
It, like in film school, they always give like, okay, we're going to give everybody the same dialogue.
Okay, cool. And, but then I like that.
You make your own thing. See what It'd you make. It'd be interesting if it was like, hey, we're going to give all these directors the same blanket script.
Yeah. I would love that, actually.
And then see what they do with it.
The way that Quentin and Robert Rodriguez did, like, the Grindhouse, it would be interesting if, you give three... Or do it on a short film.
Or it's like 10-minute thing.
Yeah. And just see what they do. I got it.
Yeah.
You give nine... You get... You wait. What is... What? 90 minutes is a movie, right?
Yeah.
You give nine directors 10-minute thing. They all make it. That's an hour and a half movie. Yeah,
but it's the same.
The same thing.
The same thing.
Yeah. Do we include stage directions?
With them?
Just the script.
No,
just
I think just dialogue. Character A says this, character B says this.
Yeah.
And then you give it meaning.
Cool. Hell yeah. I love this. I think
that would be That'd really be great.
Yeah. Get on it, Hollywood.
Dude, that'd be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
So do you remember when you first saw Drag Me to Hell?
Yeah, I went, it was probably like opening week. I went to the theater.
Okay.
Just as like a big Raimi fan, an Evil Dead fan. I saw he was making that. I love the title. I went and it was really, I feel like I remember it being really fun because there's a lot of fucking like, when you're like with a crowd where everybody audibly, you know, you know, the car scene.
Yeah, the car scene. Let's get it. I mean, we got.
Which, by the way, that Oldsmobile is Ash's car in Evil Dead.
I love it's the that yellow he does that. Oldsmobile. He does, like, the little like.
Mm-hmm.
The car. Well, let me ask you this first.
Sure.
Do you think what the hell is the woman's name?
Oh,
Mrs. Ganesh is the Christine is the banker.
Christine Brown.
Good old Christine Brown. Yeah. Do you think she was in the wrong entirely, or do you think...
Yes, she was wrong.
But do you think Mrs. Ganesh also needed to...
Hey, play stupid games, win stupid prizes. That's true. I think Miss Ganesh got shamed? She's an old world lady.
But she was grabbing, and then she was like, if someone's grabbing at your leg, I'm trying to play devil's advocate right now, because also... I understand both perspectives.
You're playing devil's advocate on a movie called Drag Me to Hell.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying to understand both sides.
In that case, you'd be advocating for the devil dragging her.
Yes.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know. I feel like she could have just been like, hey, that wasn't, you know.
Sure.
It's also your third extension.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the bank.
Yeah, I think that.
You barely get to two extensions.
Apparently this came out during like the reset or like a housing crisis or a recession or something. I don't know a lot about things like that.
I think
that's a tough one. I would say I always feel really bad for Miss Ganesh in that scene where she first like tells her no.
But also she's taking her teeth out on the desk.
Yeah, but that's like a cultural, that's not illegal.
It's not.
It's not illegal to take your teeth out.
But it's gross.
Some people feel that way about breastfeeding in public.
That's And then she puts it back in her mouth. It's just crazy.
Yeah. I don't know. That's a great question. Yeah. I think I always have empathy for her. I'm a woke cuck. So I'm like, fuck it. Fuck the banks.
Yeah, totally.
Let her squat wherever she's at. Let her have it. I realize the world doesn't work like that as well.
Yeah.
But I think capitalism is the real demon here because Christine wants the promotion. She's caught up in this banking world.
Yeah, you have the coworker who I literally wanted to.
Oh my God, that guy can get fucked.
Great actor.
He's the most evil person in the movie.
Yeah, great actor. I'm sure he's lovely.
Yeah.
Fuck
that guy. That's why he's so good.
Yeah.
Because he made us hate him.
It's just everything. Yeah. Like even just him across the way, just being like. And I was like, shut up.
What did he say? I said no mustard. With the sandwich?
He said no mustard.
You
didn't say that. Oh, it's fine.
And yeah, you know
he
what?
He gives a look like women. Am I right?
Yeah.
Oh, God. He's just, I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah, Sylvia Ganesh. That's her name. Anyway, I think that, she was, it was.
Yeah.
does the punishment justify the crime?
No, that's why I'm saying, like, no, but...
No, but also, I don't know, you fuck around and find out.
Yeah, this is, yeah, totally, she found out. Totally.
Yeah.
I think her just following her to the car would have been enough, but...
Sure, her but following also, her to the car. What? How else does it end? She shoots her.
Yeah.
She. What do you do? You get her fired.
Yeah. Anything. I don't know. It's. I felt bad because I'm like she just was also like trying to like move up in the world and like I understand that because it's like that dilemma of that. But then you're like you have this old lady who you're like, fuck, I want to help her. And it's just, I think it's a lose-lose situation no matter what you do because it's like someone's going to get fucked over. You're either going to get extreme guilt for you, curse, or you're like, well, now I'm not going to get this promotion. This dickweed is going to get it. And now I have to like respond to him.
Yeah.
But at least I help this old lady.
Yeah.
And it's like, at that rate, you just go, I quit. At that rate, I'd be like, nope, I'm done.
If she doesn't give the loan... Because I've done shit like this. I've made the bad decision for things, and I've also not done that.
Yeah.
And both are hard.
Yeah.
Say she doesn't give the loan, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. It's tough. It's a tough one. Every time I watch it, I want her to go like, you know what? We got you.
You know what? This one time. One more time.
Yeah.
I think if they would have said, this is your last time. Yeah. We cannot help you after
then
this.
Then Stu gets the promotion. Now he's in charge. Next time he gets cursed.
Right.
She wasn't playing the long game. The Justin long game, if you will.
Justin. Good old. I love him. Love him.
Good old barbarian himself.
Love that man. Love that man. So going back to the car scene.
Yeah.
So I watched this twice. First time I watched it. And I saw Send Help in between watching it again.
Okay, cool.
I was like, wow, that CGI is dated.
Mm.
And then I saw Send Help and I was like, no, I think that's just Sam Raimi.
It's his thing.
And I was like, got it. I appreciate this way more. So my rating went up because of that. So I was like, okay, I don't watch a lot of his
movies. Did you like it? I got to ask you that up top. Did you like Drag Me to Hell?
Yeah, okay, I liked it. Okay, I remember liking it. I remember it being like, yeah, it was fine.
Yeah.
There's moments where I'm like, I hated this part, but it's also like, okay. I think it's fun. It's
what
like,
part
it's,
did you hate? So I can scream at you.
Yeah, do it. You know what? It's the thing of, I hate in a movie when no one believes somebody.
Gotcha. Okay, all right.
And
that's
everyone's
fair.
Like, you're fucking crazy.
That's some inner trauma.
And it's also like, yeah. And that's my whole podcast.
I don't believe that you hate that about, no,
yeah,
I'm kidding.
It's just, it's like, secondhand embarrassment of like her being at dinner with
boyfriend. That is tough.
And
but you know what? And not to cut you off, I'm sorry, but I am the guest.
Yeah.
No, okay. I think, you know, I wouldn't say it's a perfect movie, but it's like if you can just suspend disbelief, every scene is kind of perfectly in service of the film where like,
totally.
Where my favorite part about that dinner scene is like, it's awkward up top.
Mm-hmm.
The mom finally comes around and likes her because of the alcoholic thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so it perfectly plays with your emotions where you go, oh my God, okay, everything's good.
Yeah.
And now it's not, and it's awful. It is like very cringe, like it's tough.
Yeah.
It is tough.
Yeah.
But in that context, I would say every single scene is pretty perfect for this to serve the film and not a lot of fat on like anything.
Yeah, totally.
And that is not a joke on the pork queen, but go ahead.
The pork queen?
Yeah, she won like pork queen in her town. Remember, she's got like, okay. Oh,
yeah. But car scene.
Yes, go ahead. Back to you in the studio.
CGI, the handkerchief. The first time that happened didn't scare me.
Ah.
Second time, I forgot about it and I didn't realize that she disappeared. She just was in the car all of a sudden.
Yes.
Misgotten.
The camera pans and she's behind
her. And I was just like,
yeah.
At that part, I was like, ooh, I must have like checked my, like looked down to write something. Or
yeah.
I was like, oh, CGI bad. And then the second time I was like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, the music's great.
And it's the best part, and I knew you would appreciate this because you're a music guy.
Yeah.
Is when Mrs. Ganesh was like holding her or whatever, and she's reaching for, would it be the the clutch or the gear shifter?
I believe it.
What was that actually called?
I thought it was like an emergency brake, or does she reach? Yeah, I don't
the gear shifter,
yeah.
whatever.
Yeah.
She's reaching for it. The music is, it's just bass and it's.
Yeah.
And I was like, that doesn't go with the scene, but no. I loved it.
Yeah.
But I was like, that song, that choice, I want to know why you were like.
Because he's crazy.
Yeah, exactly. And I, great, amazing. Yeah. But I just was like, why that?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hear about that specific moment. Because everything else flowed. I didn't notice it. Like, it was like, it added to the tension. That was the only one that I was like, that felt so out of place. Yeah. I have to write that down.
I wonder, I mean, to me, it's just like, I really go into Sam Raimi movies like totally. Fucking, like I just got a full body massage. Like I don't have any time. I'm just, mm-hmm. I'm in it to get on, strap me in, we're going. Mm-hmm. This is me. But so I don't even know if I noticed that. I think to me, it's just like this action ramp up sound. Yeah. Like this shit's,
but
he's
but it just
leading up
like
to
a,
this
like,
battle that's supposed to happen.
It sounded like a quirky, like.
I'd love to hear it actually. Like, dun, 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 dun. Okay, I'm gonna check that out
so
after.
It was so funny, but.
First time I saw the handkerchief, because I'm a Sam Raimi guy, I loved it. And multiple people that I've talked to have said when they see that handkerchief floating, they got like spooked immediately.
Yeah.
And I think that that is one of Sam Raimi's strengths, is that he can make inanimate objects scary. Like,
yeah.
So I immediately, when I saw that, clocked it as Raimi. That's why I'm here. You got my $15 or whatever the theater used to cost. And I loved it.
Yeah. Oh, it was great. It was great. And... Mrs. Ganesh, her teeth fall out and she's just gnawing, but on her jaw.
Yeah.
And she's just, oh my God. That's just, hey guys, we're going to film this scene.
Yeah.
You're going to be gnawing on this woman's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
But, and chin. It's just full chin.
I believe K&B effects did the effects for this as well. Yeah.
It's crazy. I don't know. Maybe it's because I had family who always had teeth and they would take them out and like put them on the table.
Yeah.
And I was just like, what?
Sure. It's a Raimi thing too. Yeah. Just like this fucking gross shit that is like.
She's just drooling. She's like slobbering.
How inventive though, right? Like what, you know, it isn't the normal thing you would think in a movie like that.
Yeah.
They are huge Three Stooges fans.
Yeah.
And there's always some element of that and everything. I heard somebody say, and I thought this was really great, was that the movie is super funny and they know it's funny and they did it on purpose.
Yes.
So that I like just respect out of the gate that they made the choice to make it funny as well.
Yeah. So. Send help.
Oh, I'm so bummed.
Watching
I didn't,
in between. It's still out.
I gotta see it.
It's in between. When I watched like it, I was like, got it. Sam Raimi, funny. Got it. So rewatching it, I was like, comedy. I'm like looking at it from like a comedy perspective. Yeah. Also, was Drag Me to Hell ever in 3D? Or does he just like to do 3D? Because he did that in Send Help too, with like weird 3D elements. That,
yeah, the fly.
The fly just ran like the thing, like the
yeah, the ruler.
The ruler. That was crazy. Yeah. She.
Yeah.
God, what kind of projectile? Yeah. God damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
God damn, Mrs. Ganesh.
Yeah.
You're crazy.
Ganesh damn. Hey, I'm off today.
And you say that all the time.
I do say it all the time. It's my phrase. That's people know me.
They're like,
this next comedian coming to the stage, Ganesh damn. the staple in the eye.
Yeah.
Ripping the earring out. There's a lot of, it's a cool little scene to be had in a parking garage.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I liked it a lot.
Yeah, it was simple, great, and it's just, that's like,
I also loved,
crazy.
You know, I grew up near Echo Park, and so like seeing Echo Park in the movie is like really cool. The fortune teller place is in Echo Park. Yeah. The pawn shop she goes to is in Echo Park.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So have you ever been to a BDM or a psychic?
I haven't. No, okay. I.
You're like, I don't.
I don't know if I got my like cards read before. I think that stuff's kind of crazy for the most part. I hate that stuff. And I think they're charlatans and they're preying on people's pain for money. But I think that like card reading, things like that, the only way I can justify that I think it's okay is if you are sort of having trouble making a decision, you kind of know which way you want to go with it. And the cards tell you this and it kind of solidifies what you are already going to decide.
Yeah.
That I think it's okay.
Yeah.
But if it's like sort of creating more chaos or confusion, then I think it gets a little like funky. And I don't know. I want to say I don't believe it because for the most part, I'm really like a science guy and I whatever. Yeah. But also there's so much about the world we don't know. And so I think I'd be crazy to say that across the board that I know anything.
Yeah.
But for the most part, I think they're charlatans and liars and you shouldn't give them your money.
I think here they are. Mm-hmm. But like if I'm going to go to a psychic, get my cards right. Yeah. I'm going to like New Orleans.
I was thinking New Orleans.
Thing, I'm going to an establishment that's been
somebody
there.
Somebody with a smoky eyeball.
Hundreds of years. I want the thickest Cajun accent. Yeah. And I'm like, I trust you with my life.
Yeah.
Like that, that would be the only way I would get it and be like, you know what? This is legit.
Yeah. Sure.
Everywhere else, I'm like, my aunt started like doing like,
yeah, of course.
Stuff. And
yeah,
I was like, you're in Buffalo, New Orleans. I love you.
Yeah.
You're in Buffalo, New Orleans, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
What do you mean?
I think, you know, I went to Catholic school as a kid too. So it's like, as much as I go, I don't believe it. If I were to go to some place that felt really legit and spooky, I would be a little bit scared. So I go, what's that? Why are you afraid if you really don't believe it?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know.
It's also the thing with like star signs and stuff. Yeah. Like, I don't understand it.
Sure.
But I have like the app on my phone so that when I'm out and people are like, what's your sign? I'm like, here, I want to hear what you think it is.
Yeah.
Because I think that's also interesting. Because I'm like, what do you get from this information? They're like, oh, this makes sense about you. And I'm like, does it?
Did you ever see Penn and Teller's Bullshit?
No.
There's an episode on astrology. They give a whole class horoscopes.
Okay.
And they go, class, raise your hand if you thought this spoke to you exactly for your life, right? They told everybody they had like tailored it for them.
Yeah.
Everybody raised their hand. And then at the end, they told them they gave them all the same one. So it's just all written very suggestively. Mm-hmm. It's all like fucking, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
I only like it when it like serves me.
Right? Yeah.
Back to you.
Back to you, Chief.
I don't know where we're at. We're jumping around.
I know. That's what we do. That's what we do. I was like, where the fuck did we start?
I just end up commandeering, but go ahead.
That's okay. So in the beginning, the kid, I like how he just is like, we're going to kill a kid.
I love that it's Pasadena, I believe in the 60s.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of old, beautiful houses. I believe the guy who founded Jet Propulsion Laboratory, I think L. Ron Hubbard lived there for a while. What's the guy who did, he was into the occult. Never mind. Okay, go ahead. But I love, the house is just like.
Yeah, it's like an iconic house.
Yeah.
But he steals like a jewel or something.
Mm.
How would the witch get you?
Oh,
like,
man.
Like, if you, like, what would make you steal something and then get dragged to hell?
Ugh. I don't steal anymore.
I know, but I'm saying, like, what, like, now? Like, fuck. Money.
Yeah. Proper,
peace.
Peace? Yeah. No, I'm thinking, I mean, in the past I've stolen t-shirts. Like,
okay.
Like,
you have a pretty good t-shirt.
I stole a t-shirt at a concert once.
Okay.
I'm not proud of it. I stole a t-shirt from a t-shirt shop. So that would have gotten me.
Okay.
And this t-shirt shop specifically, probably owned by Eastern European immigrants, mm-hmm. you know, one of those tourist trappy places.
Yeah.
So I probably could have been already dragged to hell.
Totally.
Maybe money. I'd like to say that I'd be the guy who returned it, but if I just found a stack of cash on the ground and no one was around, I'd take it.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about you?
I've never stolen things of like actual monetary value. It's always like,
you wear a lot of military gear. Yeah.
I stolen valor, lots of that. No, it's like I
stolen velour.
Go ahead. And I say that all the time. I can't stop saying that. I haven't bought toilet paper in like 2 years.
Oh, that's right. I know you to be a toilet paper thief. I've seen that. I've seen your stories.
It's great. Yeah. That's what I do. But it's just a lifetime supply.
Yeah.
The giant Charmin roll.
Yeah.
It's a lifetime supply of toilet paper.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or a year supply.
Industrial.
Have you seen that, though?
It's a wheel.
It comes with its own stand. It's
really?
Like this big.
Oh, no. That's cool.
Yeah. I saw it on TikTok and I was like,
oh, that's cool.
Do I need that?
Yeah,
that's
maybe.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's, you don't have to go out and buy. That's great.
How much is that?
I mean, it's probably worth it in the end, you know.
Okay.
In the long run.
I'm going to guess you're shitting a lot.
Yeah. Hey, I'd be shitting.
Yeah.
I'd
yeah. be shitting. It's always the tiny people.
I'd be shitting. I got anxiety,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, same.
The first time I went up at the Comedy Store.
Yeah. Oh, I can only imagine. I know. I still get it every time.
Yeah.
It never gets better.
Yeah. But I was there. It was the first time on Potluck. I was the first up. And I knew I was first up.
And
I was there for like 8 hours before.
Working. I remember that. I was around that time. Yeah. Crazy.
I was just like,
yeah.
Oh God,
you could use the giant roll just
yeah,
that
yeah,
day.
That would have been helpful. I brought a plunger that day. It was rough. What would I steal though? I don't know.
Toilet paper. Money. Some business.
No, but then I'd feel bad. No, I wouldn't.
It depends.
Yeah.
Stealing money from someone who's already rich and a bad person wouldn't hurt me. But if I found out it was like someone who needed the money for their family, then I would give it back.
A laptop, new computer, a dog.
I mean, that would be the new version, would be a laptop. Somebody leaves like an iPad or whatever it is, right?
Yeah.
A cursed computer.
You open a virus. Same thing though, she...
open a virus, open a portal. That's the tagline. Go ahead, back to you.
So we just
wrote an entire movie.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah.
Write this down. She takes off, Mrs. Gunnish takes off a button off of, what's her name, Charlotte?
Christine,
whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
That bitch. Yeah. And it's cursed.
Yeah.
And at the end, they're like, we have to get rid of this button.
Yeah.
Are you capable of being like, I'm going to put my burden onto you.
That was a tough scene where she's in the diner.
And she goes, this old guy.
Yeah.
This old guy shitting alone. He can't breathe.
Yeah.
He should go to hell.
That's the thing. When I was watching it, I go, give it to someone who's about to die. But the thing is, that doesn't matter if they're about to die because they're going to suffer.
For eternity.
Your soul's going to be eaten for whatever year.
Yeah.
It'd be tough. I know a couple people who I would give it to.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, nah, I would just give it and be like, I feel bad. And then I'd be like, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Maybe we're bad people. I don't know.
No.
But in the moment, maybe I wouldn't. Maybe I'd be like, maybe I deserve this.
You might have to. Yeah, never mind. I don't know.
It's tough.
Yeah. A button. Yeah, sure. I know a couple ice agents that
you can
give a button to.
Just a couple.
Yeah. Not to get political.
Not to get political, but. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. 100%. Yeah. There's it. No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking like in my personal life, but I was like, no, when you say it like that, 100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would not feel bad. Yeah. Maggots in the mouth.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That was pasta.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was pasta.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty cool, right?
Movies are so fucking weird. Movies are so weird.
Because you see that shape and it fucks your brain up. Because maggots are, although I watch them from a distance, but you ever seen videos of maggots like cleaning like flesh eating bacteria? Yeah. That's sort of because they're doing a good thing, it kind of sways it for me a little bit. I go, look, they're helping.
Yeah, 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 they're doing good.
And they're clean. They're like medical grade maggots. Which is better because like maggots from like a garbage dump.
Icky.
Very different than at a hospital.
Yeah.
I'd probably hold a hospital maggot.
Hospital maggot?
Yeah.
Wait,
little
what?
Scrubs,
Hospital?
Little stethoscope. Yeah, that's where they do it. There are places where the hospitals have maggots. They'll put them on flesh-eating disease, and they eat the bad bacteria they help with the flesh-eating.
In America?
I believe so.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You just blew my... That's why I was like, hold on, go back. What?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
That's... Because I've had...
You've had flesh-eating bacteria?
I have flesh-eating
God forbid.
My trash, I had maggots in my trash.
Yeah.
And they smell so bad.
Oh.
They smell so bad.
They move so interestingly, though.
And I was like.
That pulse, through the body is so weird. Yeah. Depends what the trash was. I feel like if you have candy, like sour straws, and the sour straws go bad, those maggots, to me, are not as disgusting as, maggots from, chicken.
Yeah, it was like I had something that I like didn't take it out for like a week and a half, and I had like food that was like rotting.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, my bad.
By the way, that's a mental loophole that I have when people worry about wasting food. They throw away food. I go, that food's going to become maggots, going to become flies, going to go into the ecosystem as a whole nother thing. So you're not really wasting food as much as you are. It's just circle of life.
Yeah.
And I'm wrong about that. You can waste food, but okay.
Yeah. It was going to go
hospital grade maggots.
That's crazy. The bloody nose hose.
Yeah. That was a lot of fucking blood. I love that. Sam Raimi be doing blood.
They said in, not to keep bringing up Send Help, but if the famous Sam Raimi thing is being shot with like a blood cannon.
Yeah, yeah.
And like just being like coated in blood.
Sure.
And her poor boss, I mean, not a poor boss, he's a dick.
Oh, yeah, but yeah.
I would have given the button to him.
Yeah. Did it get in my mouth? Did it get, you keep saying, did it get in my mouth?
Yeah, it did. It did. Yeah. I worked with that actor on Dave season, because he's Dave's dad.
Okay.
In the show.
Okay, cool.
And I was like, it's you.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're a dick.
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God. You play that wholesome guy.
Good actor.
And Dave. And I was like, a piece of shit.
Yeah, he's done. Also, he's worked quite a bit.
It's like the actress here. Like, I can't name anything you've been in. I can't name your name, but you've been in everything.
Yeah, I would love that career.
Oh my God, someone came into the theater I work at, and I'm like, you're every character and I'm like, I can't put a single movie, and I don't know what your name is. And I'm like, I'm trying to tell my coworkers, I'm like, it's this person. I'm like, I can't fucking think of their name though. They always play this type of character.
Yeah.
And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm
And some of them were doing it when you could get money from that.
Yeah.
And they have like nice houses.
Yeah.
Or not, you know, just good lives.
Yeah. They have a house. That's crazy.
Amazing. I know.
I don't know what that's like.
Yeah. Me either.
Love that for us.
Yeah.
Have you ever had a bloody nose?
I have.
And you're so brave for that. And that's the question.
Okay, real quick to like harp on Raimi's like sort of style, and like it's so grandiose and so ridiculous that like finding tone with where it doesn't feel, I don't know, it's weird. It goes cartoonish, but you're still like in it. He does a really good job of that. Yeah, that's it.
It's good. Yeah, yeah. No, it's
that's like why I like his Spider-Mans. You know, it's like they're cartoonish, they're crazy, but you just kind of buy into it. At least I do.
That was the Spider-Man was the movie that scared me as a kid.
Really?
The Green Goblin.
Oh, yeah, that's scary. I get that. Crazy design.
And I realize now as an adult that it's just Willem Dafoe.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm afraid.
Which is scarier.
Apparently, really nice man.
Yeah. Don't watch Antichrist.
I watched the Lighthouse.
Okay, I haven't seen it. I want to. Is that technically a horror movie?
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, we covered it. Yeah.
Cool, I gotta get on that.
That's weird.
I'm excited. I didn't know Send Help was Sam Raimi. I'm actually like, I'm bummed I didn't know it, but I'm also really excited to have something to watch.
Yeah, it's genuinely so fun, and it's to the point where I'm like, I need to cover this on the pod like now. And as someone who's been an assistant before and had a terrible boss.
Yeah.
We've all had a terrible boss.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is literally about that. So.
Yeah, cool. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta watch the trailer after this.
But yeah, drag me now, man.
Yeah.
What else do I got? Bodily fluids, coffin flop.
Coffin flop. Yeah, the coffin flop is good. That scene is wild.
Cause she goes to like say sorry.
Yeah.
Genuinely.
Yeah.
And then, okay, the family's gonna be mad at her. Sure, I get that. Mm-hmm. It's not her fault that you have the coffin on a shitty table that broke.
Yeah, no, not at all.
And then the body
falls
on her.
She's not a structural engineer.
And then she's like, this is all your fault. You deserve everything coming to you.
She calls her fat too. She's like, you are a real fat girl, weren't you? Or she says something like that, right?
Yeah, you're just like, okay, sure. Okay, if we're going back to, yes, it is her fault. Okay. She didn't deserve that, though.
No.
Like, I was like, that's
also
crazy.
So cartoony and
oh,
insane.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And we're just like...
More embalming fluid, just...
Just fully... And it just keeps coming. And you're like, what the fuck? Was it just sitting there?
Yeah.
How does that... And also, it makes you hard. It doesn't...
I think you're thinking, yeah, yeah.
He's not sloshing around.
I don't know.
As someone who's been to a lot of funerals.
Well, speaking of, because the structural integrity of the table was bad, yeah. Do you think they really went to the best embalmer?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Probably
did it themselves.
Honestly, it's just straight. They're like, let's just shove everything in there. We'll
it's be probably
fine.
Fucking some sort of soup.
If you were being embalmed with the type of soup, what soup would you want?
Minestrone?
Yeah. What? I don't know what that... I don't know.
It's an Italian soup.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really good. You should try it sometime. Okay. Maybe... There used to be a place... I don't know if they still have it. There's a place called the Barkley in Pasadena, and they have a cheeseburger soup.
Okay.
That's really good.
Okay. It's just cheese and burger?
And soup. Yeah. Yeah.
With some bread?
Sure.
And just a little bit of ketchup.
No ketchup.
And some fries.
Sure. There might be potatoes in it. I don't remember.
Interesting.
I was like 8 when I had it.
Okay.
I'm going to look up if they still have it after this.
Cheeseburger soup.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I guess anything can be soup if you want it to be.
Mm-hmm. Because, concrete. Oh, yeah, you can make a concrete soup, but that's what it is when it's in the mixer.
Is a smoothie a soup?
A smoothie's more of a gazpacho. Which is a soup.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I saw somebody ask the other day if cereal was soup.
Yeah. In theory. Yeah, because then it's like, is a burger, no, what did they say?
Is a burger a sandwich?
No, what's the, yeah. It's like,
I don't know.
It's always under sandwiches.
Yeah.
When you order.
I'm not having this argument with you right now. We're not going to fight.
It's my mind.
Yeah, sure. You're right.
You walk off.
Fair? No.
You walk off.
I would never. Mm-mm.
That's real.
Mm-hmm.
That's
real. I'm staying right here.
So what do you think? No, I'm kidding. I don't care. I don't care enough. Also, I really liked how the majority, and I forget about Evil Dead, so cold me, because you know it better than I do. Was Evil Dead all during the day?
Which one?
Any of them?
There are day... It's Dead by Dawn, so I've seen part two way more than part one. There are some day scenes when Ash goes outside and like the fucking demon pulls him through the trees and he becomes like, but then they're waiting again till dawn.
Yeah,
comes
Driving
around.
Hell is the majority is during the day, and I think that's always interesting when they're like, we're gonna have more of the scary stuff happen to it, because every horror movie's like we're only gonna do it at night.
Mm-hmm. That's why American spookier. Werewolf is great. The transformations during the day. Midsommar is crazy because it's so bright.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think what else. Yeah, there's some daylight stuff. I love that though. More daylight horror.
That's what we want. If your girlfriend came up to you and was like, babe.
Yeah.
I'm cursed.
I'd say with good looks.
She's like, and she's like, no, seriously.
No, seriously,
they're after me. I'm seeing shit.
Mm-hmm.
You staying?
Yeah, for sure.
When do you draw, like, when are you like, hey, I'm out? Or are you ever out? Are you like, yeah, let me get a ring. Let me get a ring, actually. Let me double down.
I think, I mean, you know, till death do us part, right? I think that if you leave that's bad.
Yeah.
Well, she's cursed. You're not cursed. So you got to be there for her.
Yeah. But now he has the button.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make him cursed? Or is it done?
No, I think it's done because her soul got taken.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah, which I loved that. I can't remember if I saw it coming or not, but but also that's another sort of suspended disbelief thing where it's like you didn't look inside the fucking envelope, the thing that's controlling your future.
Yeah.
You know, you're possibly going to burn in hell forever.
I think that was the most
talk about oversight.
Real thing in the movie was when they're in the car and she's like, it's gonna change things.
Yeah.
She's like, where the fuck is the envelope? What the fuck is the envelope? Oh, it's right here.
Yeah.
I found it. Like, I feel like that's me. I'm like, I can't find my fucking keys. Oh,
sure.
They're literally right there.
Yep.
Cool. Let's go into immediate snap. But I'm also
I spiral like that.
What do you mean you didn't check?
Yeah.
To see.
Yeah. They're a real envelope family, huh?
Yeah. I gotta put things in envelopes.
Get a baggie.
Yeah. Just keep it in your pocket.
Pocket.
Anything else.
You can feel it. It's that sucks. Yeah. Her getting dragged was incredible though.
Crazy.
She falls and then just the train's coming over too.
Justin's I forget what he says. I think he goes, "Oh God, no."
Yeah.
But it's like it felt like yes, they're actors and it feels real, but it generally felt like he was like helpless and he sounded helpless.
Yes, he did have like that stuttery moment. No offense.
Yeah, thank you.
Where like he was like where you're barely processing shit as it's happening. Yeah, the timing on that is pretty great.
It was impeccable.
And the end, I mean, when he's just like, and then he goes, "Dun!" I love a fucking Raimi does that. Just the hard hitting credit.
Yeah, and you're just like,
You know what was like that? Not to cut you off. Yeah. Evil Dead Rises, the opening scene.
Yes. Yeah, where it goes, was so good. Dun! Oh,
yeah.
And then it just rise.
Give me more of that.
So good. The grave scene.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Perfect. I mean, perfect horror, like, you know, a grave.
Yeah.
Rain.
Yeah. She dug that hole so fast.
Yeah, well, it was wet. It's easier to dig when it's wet.
That's true. But still, that's 6 feet.
Me justify everything.
That's 6 feet under.
Again, and you think they picked the best gravedigger? No. Yeah. They buried her 3-4 feet.
She's floating. And then, like, obviously, you know, she's getting down there.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Mrs. Ghana, she's like, "Nah, I might be dead, but I still got a pose. I'm still going to grab
she
on."
She does get there. And I think that's all Three Stooges sort of shit where she's like, "What?" You know.
You're like, this is, it's a movie. But it's still like, I just think that stuff is funny. And then her being like, "Eat this, bitch."
Yeah.
And then
kicking her in the jaw.
Yeah. And then it filled up the grave filled up so fast.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, hey, the ground would soak it up a little bit. I don't think it would fill that fast. But again, hey, sure, I love it.
Let go and let God.
Let God.
Let go and let Lamia.
And the timeliness of the grave
stone.
Hitting her head. But it was a very, like, the sound effect they used was very, like, tinny.
Dump. Oh, okay,
And she was like, "Ugh." I was like, well, just have her die there.
Yeah.
Just let that be it. And they said, no. She's like, "Just kidding, I'm back." Mm-hmm. I'm like, what do you mean? You were hit with concrete.
Yeah.
With stone.
Bad. Yeah.
And you're like, nah, I can't.
People get pistol whipped in movies all the time and live.
Which is crazy.
I want to, before we forget, also, I really, a couple things about the seance that I loved.
Yes. Oh my gosh, yes. The talking goat.
The talking goat. Incredible. With the, he had a goat accent. "You whore."
A goat accent.
That, that's a goat's accent. Yeah. And, I love that. That's very Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
Cause we also in Evil Dead 2, we have the buck or whatever that's on the wall.
Yes.
And San Dimas, the woman who finally gets her second chance to fight the Lamia again, that her son, apparently that's her son, the helper. When he gets possessed and he's floating, I just, there's such a style. It was very Deadite style.
Yeah.
Like he's got the, like, the way that they're standing, the way that they like kind of float. He starts dancing and stuff. I just love that.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say about that.
And the cat. They're like, you didn't even need to kill your cat.
Apparently in the director's cut, they show her get the cat.
Yeah.
I feel like I've seen it, but I don't remember that.
She's like, "I'm a vegan. I can't." Just kidding. Yeah. I'm gonna kill my cat.
Yeah. Kitty, kitty, kitty. And then you show the poster, hang in there poster. Yeah. It's great.
It's great. Wait, I forgot.
It moves really quickly too, the movie.
It does. Like it feels like it's an easy watch.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
sure.
It's not like you're like, okay, this is.
Yeah.
I think it's only like, what, an hour and a half?
I'll say this. It ain't boring.
It's not boring. With the grave, I was gonna say this.
Mm-hmm.
The cleanest transition I've ever seen when she's standing in the rain to being in the shower. Mm.
Yeah, it's great.
I was
really
like,
good.
Whoa, I was like, that was smooth.
Yeah,
and it was like.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's great.
I was like, that shot, nice.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. Like, it's just everything was like. It was
sure, just, so. That's amazing. That's so cool. Yeah, and then she thinks everything's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
They could have put "I'm Walking on Sunshine."
That would have been good. What what other songs would you have put in the
that is that what you're gonna say?
What?
Huh?
What were you saying? Wait, "Walking on Sunshine" to what?
To when she like thinks the curse is over.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And then it goes into the
train sequence where when they're
the credits and then it hits again.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. What other credit song would you put to this? I mean, "Highway to Hell" is obviously.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good. I like that though. But that's some Raimi shit.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
"Highway to Hell" is good. Speaking of, never mind. This is off the pod talk.
That's okay.
Did you see Bone Temple yet?
No.
Okay, cool. There's a very cool musical sequence in that. That's on the nose as fuck.
There's a musical sequence?
Ish.
Okay.
Ish. It makes sense within the context. Okay. I love it. Yeah, "Highway to Hell" is good.
Okay.
Yeah. "I'm gonna drag you to hell." Yeah, you do a cover.
Yeah, that
Rob Zombie does a cover.
That would be, that'd be epic. That'd be epic. Any final thoughts on this movie as we're starting to wrap up?
I just love it. I think it's really great. I think if you're not a horror movie person or horror movies scare you, I think this might be one that you can watch. I'd say watch it during the daytime.
Yeah.
It's really funny. It's just a good time. I like it a lot. If you like the Looney Tunes, you're gonna love it.
Yeah.
Go into it knowing that it's a silly goose time. And yeah, just I just love it. I think it moves really well. I think that it's silly. The script, everything kind of makes sense in the context of it. The acting is good. Yeah. I'm actually really glad I just rewatched this. So now when I watch Send Help, I'll have like, you know, I'll be coming out of this again back into whatever the new shit is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, obviously we don't cover everything here, but like, are we forgetting anything that I'm like?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we're probably forgetting a lot, but
totally.
It's okay.
Justin Long collecting coins.
Yeah. The parents are weird.
Parents are like, we want you to date this other girl. And yeah. Mom, she's right there. Yeah, but like.
Yeah.
Have you ever had that where your parents?
No, parents are pretty cool. That's and supportive. Cool. What was, God damn, I had like one other thing. I forget.
Oh, I'm looking at my long.
Yeah, it's all good.
Yeah.
No, I love it. I don't know. Great. I think it's great. I feel like this is one of those where if you get it, you get it.
And if you don't.
And if you don't, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. Maybe it's just not your style of movie.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And that's okay. So out of 10, what do you think?
Yeah. I'm going to give it a 10.
Okay.
I just think it's like, but I'm a fan. If I wasn't a fan, maybe I'd even, if I was just a horror movie person, I'd still give it like an 8. And if I wasn't into this type of shit, I'd give it a 3 because people are, they're like, I don't get it. Why?
And that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out to the Lamia. What a cool, I love all the cloven hooves. I love the shadow work in this. I love the sounds. Yeah. It's great.
It's great.
Watch it. Have fun, you fucks.
And I say that all the time. So I would say when I first watched it a week ago, I was like 6.
So you first watched it a week ago?
For the first time in like.
Okay. Oh, gotcha. Rewatch.
It's been like.
Sure.
Year.
Came out in 2009?
Yeah.
Right?
I watched it maybe in high school or college. I don't know. I've watched so many movies.
I know.
I can't remember what I watch. But I liked it then, but I was like, 6 feels good. Then I saw Send Help, then I watched it again. I was like, no, I like it. I like it more. I understand it more. And I was like 7. I was like, 7 is anything over a 5 is good. I'm like, yeah. Is it my favorite movie? Mm-hmm. No, but I like
the DVD.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, no, I don't need a link. I got the DVD.
Yeah. I didn't watch it on the DVD, okay, but.
Maybe you would have known all these director cut.
Yeah, I'm sure I've watched that. Oh, totally. Fuck, it's been so long.
But overall, I loved it. I loved it. It was great.
Maybe not a 10. Now you're making me think. How discerning should I be?
It's whatever you want.
It's a 10. Fuck off. Drag me to hell if you don't like it. That'd be so cool if you could do that.
Oh, God, no. Mm-hmm. Were you afraidy or not afraidy of Drag Me to Hell?
I was afraidy.
Okay.
Miss Ganoush in the car. Afraidy.
When she disappeared, she's just so drooly.
Yeah.
She's got so many bodily fluids.
It's hard to scare me. I'm not truly scared, but yeah, that one thing does give me chills when I see it. Yeah, for sure.
Gross. Yeah. There were a couple parts where I was like, ooh, spooky, but I wasn't like terrified.
Yeah, I'm trying to. The last time I was terrified, it's been a while.
Yeah, no, I'm numb.
Yeah,
that's
I know.
That's why I'm like, I need something just to terrify. I want to be scared to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Go to like a late night showing of something by yourself, and I bet you at least the parking garage walk will be.
So when I first saw Long Legs, I went to the Vista by myself. I parked 5 blocks away on purpose.
I remember this, I think.
I wore headphones with scary music. I walked to and from the theater by myself. I was like skipping. I was like, this wasn't scary.
Oh, boy.
And I was like, fuck.
Jaded.
No.
Yeah.
I need to be scared.
Yeah.
Or just be in America. Now, anyways, cries. This is the time of the show where you plug yourself and your things. It's coming out in the month.
Okay, at Joel Jimenez Comedy, I will be. How much in the month? Not before the sixth.
You know what? It might come out tomorrow.
Okay, I'll be at a Don't Tell in El Segundo. Oh, I don't even know if I'm supposed to plug that. Oop. El Segundo, February 6th. Let me do this. I have my dates here.
Get your dates.
Din, din, din. Oh, yeah, I'm doing then the 13th. I'm doing, just go to Joel Jimenez Comedy.
Yeah, just go to Joel Jimenez.
I'm there. I'm around. Find me.
Yes, he's funny and he's talented. Go see his band. Go team. Make sure to like, subscribe, all that jazz. Katie Frady on all social media platforms. We also have a Patreon, which is fun. Join that. And yeah, we like to end every episode with bad or good advice regarding the movie we just watched.
Okay.
And I don't think about it until this very moment. So it's right off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm.
Don't work at a bank ever.
Yeah, don't work at a bank.
Banks are evil. Don't collect.
Unless it's a sperm bank.
Heyo. Don't collect coins.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
As an avid coin collector, my grandma was an avid.
Don't wear shit with buttons.
Yeah. Don't never wear a button.
You never wear buttons. Don't have long hair. That's my, I abide by that.
I'm going to shave after this.
Give the creepy woman the loan. Give her an extension.
Yeah, because you never know.
Not hair extensions.
Hair extensions. She doesn't need them.
No, she'll grab them. She's taking them.
She'll rip them out of your head.
That's about it.
That's
don't date Justin Long.
Yeah, he just attracts bad badness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, that's a good. That's great a good
advice.
Bad.
That's amazing advice.
I love it.
And on that note, guys, we will see you next time. Stay afraidy.
Bye bye.
We would like to give a huge thanks to a few of our sponsors. Film Craft Studio Gear, where you can get any gear you're looking for all production needs. Go to filmcraftla.com or you can find them at filmcraftla on Instagram. And of course, a big shout out to Fangoria. Want a copy of a Fangoria magazine? Use code KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off. KatieAfraidy25 for 25% off.
You can give the curse away.